DHS Americas is inviting deported migrants back into the U.S. by Neil Monroe on June 29, 2021. President Joe Biden's deputies are trying to bring back many deported migrants regardless of the damage to ordinary Americans, according to official statements given to the Pro-Migration Marshall Project website. "We're eager to bring people back in who shouldn't have been removed in the first place," an official told the website for a June 29 article, adding. The officials say that many deportations, especially under President Trump, were unduly harsh, with little law enforcement benefit. They are working to devise a system to reconsider cases of immigrants who were removed despite strong ties to the United States. The article suggests that Biden's deputies will exclude violent and criminal migrants but are eager to welcome deported migrants who violated laws barring illegal entry or illegal employment. "They have complete and utter disregard for Americans, for the rule of law, the American way of life, for Americans' jobs, for American wages, for all of the things that we have as Americans have said that we want," responded Rosemary Jenks, the policy director at Numbers USA. "They also have total disregard and disdain for us as taxpayers, because we have to pay for all of this," she added. The Biden push spotlights the pro-migration officials' disregard of the laws which guarantee Americans' right to their national labor market. Those laws, although often violated or ignored by companies and agencies, exclude foreign migrants and require CEOs to compete for Americans' labor. The bargaining is described in a June 27 article in the New York Times. Amy Barber Terschluss, the owner of three Express Employment Professionals franchises in St. Louis, handles mostly hiring for manufacturing, distribution and administrative jobs. "Wages, hours and a short commute are what matter most to job seekers," she said, "and few would work for less than $14 an hour." Ms. Terschluss said she had also had to educate employers who have gotten used to low wages and the ability to dictate schedules and other conditions. "Some employers," she said, "have also gotten into a vicious cycle of replace, replace, replace. In industries like hospitality and warehousing, annual turnover rates can surpass 100%, which can impair overall growth." Mary C. Daly, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, said good job matches between employers and workers produce the most productivity and engagement. Biden's invited migration provided employers with roughly 100,000 job seekers in May. If continued, it will flood the labor market and wreck Americans' ability to bargain for the higher wages they need for their families and housing. Biden's deputies are putting the interests of migrants and employers ahead of working Americans, including many millions of Americans who voted for Joe Biden. "Issues of migrants' dignity are foremost in our efforts," said Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden's zealously pro-migration chief of the Department of Homeland Security, according to the Marshall Project's article. The Department of Homeland Security is committed to reviewing the cases of individuals whose removals under the prior administration failed to live up to our highest values, said Marsha Espinosa, a spokeswoman for the agency. She confirmed officials are developing a rigorous, systematic approach to conduct the reviews and an orderly process for deported people to present their claims. The DHS officials say they may cancel deportations for migrants who did not get into the DACA work permit program, for foreign-born veterans deported for crimes, for illegal migrant pro-migration activists, and for migrants who have close relatives who are Americans, the report said. The reviews will proceed on a painstaking case-by-case basis, officials said. At least initially, only a very small fraction, perhaps thousands, of more than 900,000 formal deportations under Trump could be reversed. But eventually, if the review system is effective, many more people could apply. The returns may be stopped by lawsuits that show Mayorkas is abusing his power to parole foreigners into the United States. This move is just one of many measures that Mayorkas is taking to expand the damaging migration into the United States, even though he is a former immigrant who Americans welcomed at an early age into the United States. "The damage could be unwitting if they're idiots, but it's actively harming Americans in America, and it's being done at our expense," said Jenks. "We're paying Mayorkas' salary, and we're paying for all of these people to be brought back into the United States, after we've already paid for them to go through a removal process and be removed." How about corporate America pays for some of this? Jenks added. They should be paying Mayorka's salary since he obviously works for them. They should be paying all of the expenses for all of these people they want to bring back after going through removal proceedings. And they should reimburse us for the removal proceedings. The GOP will gain by spotlighting Biden's policies, she said. I don't think you need to spin this. You need to just tell people the facts. Americans realize that they're competing for jobs. They realize that that tight labor market helps their wages and a loose labor market hurts their wages. They realize that there's a shortage of housing. They realize that the elites don't give a damn about them. So just tell them the truth. Polling shows that the GOP's current, donor-friendly talking points are winning over less than half of the swing voters who dislike Biden's migration policies. The Marshall Project's article spotlights a few sympathetic cases, such as a truck driver whose foreign-born wife is barred from re-entry for prior violations of the nation's border laws. It does not mention the damage inflicted on Americans and their families by the pro-migration progressives. The pro-migration Marshall Project is partly funded by Loren Powell Jobs Emerson Collective and by Mark Zuckerberg's Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. Both billionaires are spending heavily to expand migration into Americans' workplaces, neighborhoods, schools, society, and politics. The push for the return of migrants is being fronted by the National Immigration Law Center, according to the Marshall Project article. The center is run by and for lawyers who gain professionally from greater immigration. But the group's board also includes representatives from corporations that profit from imported labor and consumers. Those lawyers work for McDonald's, Boeing, Amazon, Abbott Laboratories, and the Levy Food Service Company. The lavishly funded center opposes criminal penalties for illegal migration, saying, migration-related prosecutions are also used to make felons out of longtime U.S. community members for merely violating immigration laws. Each year, 4 million young Americans enter the workforce. They are forced by their government to compete against a growing population of illegal migrants, against 1 million new legal immigrants, and the resident workforce of roughly 2 million temporary guest workers. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal immigration, visa workers, and illegal migration undermine democratic self-government, fracture American society, move money away from Americans' pocketbooks, and worsen living costs for American families. Migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York. This article has been corrected to show that Loren Powell Jobs does not own part of the Marshall Project. Her Emerson Collective Group donates to the Marshall Project.